demand equality. We demand justice. The revolution will not be televised. Action speaks louder than words, and we got that action. Let's go.
I want my freedom, my justice, my future filled with substance. Want my freedom, my justice, my future filled with substance. Bump you, bump you, bump him and her too. Bump you, bump you, bump him and her too.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the No Justice, No Peace podcast with Racial Justice Now director, H.A. Jabbar. I am your host, and today we are discussing all things education justice. Happy to have you all on the listening line today. I'm here with one of our seasoned organizers. We're talking about a veteran. We're calling in that OG status on our listeners today. You know, we're going to be talking about organizing on a ground level here in Montgomery County, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. We call it the DMV. When I was young, we used to call it the area. We call it the DMV.
The area,
nonetheless. And so we're here with the great Carolyn Lowry. She has a lot of wisdom to share, a lot of experience to share with us today. And we've been trying to get her here for a conversation. She keeps such a full schedule. You know, we're thankful to have her here with us today. Give us some love, Sister Carolyn. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
First of all, thank you for having me. It has taken a while to get on this podcast, and I'm happy we're able to today. So a little bit about me. I am from Montgomery County, Maryland. I've spent most of my life here in Silver Spring. I currently live in Tacoma Park. I grew up in a small family, a family that really has focused on education and advocacy and organizing and understanding, you know, our historic context. And so these are some values that I bring to the work that I do right now. I went to Kennedy High School, just for high school. And it was an experience. It was a change for me. I had come from a private school. And so going to public school and a very large public school compared to my very small private school was a bit of a culture shock, but it also helped me, you know, see different parts of community that I hadn't seen before. And I think that's really one of the things that has, I'm not sure how to say this, it helped me to understand that there's so many different perspectives in this community, and there's so many different, it's so diverse here. And the school I went to, Kennedy, was really diverse. And so through that, I got a lot of experience and a lot of time to see how different people's worlds are. Currently, I'm in Tacoma Park. I am happy to be working with Racial Justice Now, particularly in the organizing and advocacy world in Montgomery County, Maryland. I also do curriculum development, facilitation, training, and coaching around racial equity and racial liberation work. And I also work with an organization that does the intersection of identity and culture and race and arts. So it keeps me very busy, but it also keeps me very grounded and engaged in the social context that we're in right now.
Excellent. Thank you, Carolyn. Carolyn is the new project director for RJN, or Racial Justice Now DMV chapter. The DMV chapter is the first chapter that Racial Justice Now has launched outside of Ohio. And so it's exciting to see this new work take shape and form. To go to rjndmv.org, you can see Carolyn's bio there on the about page. Carolyn D. Lowry has over 20 years of experience in confronting racism and eliminating racial disparities through strategy development, community organizing and engagement, promoting cultural shifts, training and facilitation, relationship building, curriculum development, and reconciliation and healing. She has most recently focused her career in Montgomery County, Maryland, her home county, and surrounding areas to facilitate movement towards a more racially equitable society. She has worked with numerous individuals, organizations, and groups to begin deconstructing the structural impacts of racism in the United States, to understand the history of racism and how it influences our current social context, and to begin visioning towards what a racially equitable society could be. currently serves on the board of directors of the Montgomery County Collaboration Council as the board secretary on the Charles Coiner Conservancy for Urban and on the Shaw Community Center as the board chair. She is also the founder of Roots to the Future LLC and the co-founder of the Global Healing Collective. She has a BA in psychology from Syracuse University and her MSW with a focus on management and community organizing from the University of Maryland School of Social Work. So we didn't go to the local corner store to get the new director of the DMV chapter. Did you hear all of that? I'm not done. Hold on. In 2014 and 2015, Carolyn lived abroad in a rural town in Colombia, South America. While there, she co-created an English learning program for Servicio Nacional de A government initiative to develop education and effectuate employment. Her experience in Colombia resulted in a shifted perspective about and a deep appreciation for joy, nature, rest, land and land use, and community. These are values that continue to guide her work today. We're excited. Carolyn is joining the Racial Justice Now DMV team as project director. She will be leading the work around removing school resource officers out of schools and other initiatives towards dismantling structural and institutional anti-Black racism in the DMV area. So let's give a welcome, a strong Black hand to Carolyn Lowry, the new project director of the Racial Justice Now DMV chapters. So that was a mouthful, Carolyn. After reading that bio, I'll go straight to a W that you can share with us about how you helped bring it about. Most recently, last year, the Montgomery County Council passed a bill on racial equity. Can you share with us that bill was and your work inside of that?
The bill, Bill 2719, is the Racial Equity and Social Justice Bill. It is a bill that really provides a framework for how the county can move into racial equity work and to make sure that the interventions that the county has focuses on equity and has an equity lens on it. It was so amazing to see that bill signed. I was shocked that it had happened, in Montgomery County. I'm very happy that it happened in Montgomery County. And I think we have a lot more work to do to make sure this bill is effective. But leading up to that was really, I think that's the most important story in this. You know, after our president, our current president, whoever acknowledges him as our current president, was elected in 2016, there was an increase of people in the community in Montgomery County who wanted to address racism. And it was shocking to me because it was as if racism had just landed in Montgomery County and people didn't know what to do. And so really, as an organizer, I started working around bringing people together who were interested in learning around about racism and race in this country. There's a lot of lack of understanding about what racism is and how it impacts our communities. And so really for the 3 years before this bill was signed, a lot of my work was focusing on bringing people together who had an interest in Montgomery County to learning about race and racism and wanted to address it and providing opportunities for learning and conversation and really focusing on, I guess, the deep level of insidiousness that racism has in our country, particularly through Montgomery and Montgomery County. So it was a lot of work. And, you know, I'm still tired from it. Still very tired from it. But I think it was monumental to have this bill signed. Now, again, what happens with this bill and how it is actualized is very different. And that's a whole nother fight and another level of engagement and organizing that needs to happen.
Certainly. Well, you know, that kind of leads me to the segue into, you know, Montgomery County, Maryland, thought of as, you know, progressive Maryland. And that definition, you know, people throw that around kind of loosely, yeah. You know, progressive. I'm a progressive. So what does a progressive mean, for one? And for two, you know, how really progressive is this county, Montgomery County, Maryland?
Progressive to me means being in progress. And so I think Montgomery County has had a label of being progressive. Montgomery County labels itself as progressive, but I have seen a lot of challenges in that by using that word. I think progressivism is cliche at this point. And the reason why I say that is because it's been very difficult to have people understand the impact of racism and how it currently impacts us. You know, I think there is a level of understanding that racism is bad. But when we get into the nitty-gritty of how it impacts us and what policies promote racism, what behaviors, what actions promote racism, and really wanting to get into deconstructing that, there's always pushback. There's always pushback. And so to me, that's anti-progress when there's so much pushback about trying to learn about something that has not been taught before, something that is not known. So the term progressive to me is troubling at best, the way I see it used here, because it implies that there is a certain level of openness and willingness to move our society in a certain direction. And I don't see that happen all the time. And when I do see it happen, I do see a tremendous amount of pushback, a tremendous amount.
So how does that affect your organizing work?
It affects me personally. I'll start there. And I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm really tired of feeling as if advocating here in Montgomery County to me has felt like having to prove that I'm worthy and having to prove that my people are worthy of anything, of safety, of being valued, of being respected. These feelings aren't based on explicit experiences all the time. They're often veiled in comments like, you know, well, I don't see color, which I still hear. They're veiled in things, particularly around policy, about having to be iterative about how we get to anti-racism. It comes out in expectations and expectations around how we do work and how we are supposed to be productive and who is allowed to rest and, you know, who gets paid for what type of work. So I see it come up in lots of different ways, and that has lent itself to me, again, for this work to be really challenging in Montgomery County. And I think any work is challenging if people don't want to admit that they don't know everything. I think there's a level of arrogance in that, and entitlement, intentional or not. And it feels as if, for me at this moment, we are in a big fight, almost a tug of war about where we're going to go in Montgomery County. And if we're going to be, you know, leaders in progressiveness, define progressiveness in terms of what progressiveness really is, not what it looks like here, or not. And I find that we, as a county in general, are comfortable with how things are right now. And the push and the challenge to bring people along is getting harder.
Well, tell us about what exactly kind of campaigns, what kind of fights do you have going on right now? What kind of campaigns do you have? Any kind of upcoming events?
We have an event tonight that I'm excited about. And by the time that listeners hear this, the event will have passed. But I'm excited that we're starting our monthly Black Family Voices meetings for parents and youth and community members of the African-American Black community who are engaged in the education system. So we're having our first conversation tonight talking about removing SROs out of school. SROs are school resource officers. They are armed police officers. I think there's sometimes a misconception that the SROs are not police officers, but they are. And so we will have a dynamic conversation today around that. Our next conversation is on August 27th, and hopefully by the time that this podcast comes out, we'll have people will be able to register for that and join that. We are providing some advocacy training opportunities in the near future, in the middle of August. I think it's August 11th and 12th that I will be working on with you and Zakia and Erica, all people who are part of Racial Justice Now. We're in progress of working towards a town hall with Councilmember Will Jawando, who has very bravely stepped forward to say that he wants SROs out of school. And so we're working on that. And again, doing a lot of training and a lot of workshops for organizations and individuals and groups who are now understanding the impact of racism in our county and in our country.
Well, it's been a blessing here with Carolyn Lowry, the new Racial Justice Now DMV Chapter Project Director. We are excited about the work that she will be doing in this area. I want you to stay tuned. You'll be hearing a lot more from her on this podcast. We'll be looking into this area of DC, Maryland, and Virginia, particularly the education systems, particularly in Maryland and Montgomery County. They call it Progressive Maryland. Supposedly, it's right outside of the D.C. metro area, so you can certainly imagine what the wealth-income gap is like. Very unique area. So we'll be looking forward to having you again on the No Justice, No Peace podcast with Racial Justice Now. I'm Brother Jabbar, H.A. Jabbar, leaving you, wishing you all peace, and we'll be talking to you soon and very soon.
I'm looking forward to having these upcoming conversations with you. There's a lot that we can get into. There are a lot of conversations that I think we need to have. Thank you for having me.
Peace.
I'ma yell it with my fist up in the air. I love my dark skin and my nappy hair. Crooked politicians, see them everywhere. Bump 45, we know that he don't care. To the system, cause y'all never treat us equal. Dirty cops, why y'all killing all my people? All the lies in the history they teach you. A black mind is a weapon and it's lethal. If you don't like it, cause this is the revolution. I can take a knee, it's in the Constitution. Mount Rushmore was sculpted by the Klan. With my fist up, I'm screaming, bump the man. I want my freedom, my justice, my future filled with substance. Want my freedom, my justice, my future filled with substance. Bump you, bump him and her too. Bump you, bump him and her too. I want my freedom, my justice, my future filled with substance. Want my freedom, my justice, my future.